According to the National Conference of State Legislatures, Americans spend roughly $450 billion annually on prescription drugs. And that staggering number accounts for 10% of all health spending in the United States. And just to put that $450 billion into perspective, Pennsylvania's general fund budget for the total current fiscal year is $36 billion. And that money covers a full spectrum of programs and services and includes state subsidies for over 500 school districts across the Commonwealth. And most importantly, there is accountability in the system because Pennsylvania's budget is open to public scrutiny. In fact, we have an online dashboard known as PennWatch that provides citizens access to state spending information. And while national spending for medication is 12.5 times as much as our state budget, there is little to no public information regarding the actual cost to produce these drugs. There is no way for the public to determine any correlation between the cost to the industry and the prices paid by the consumers for these prescription drugs. In the past, as drug prices continued to skyrocket, Pennsylvania and other states across the nation, for the most part, responded by simply mandating insurers cover these life-saving medications. And unfortunately, that approach does not address the problem, but only spreads the burden of paying for these medicines to employers and individuals paying the premiums. There has been no concerted effort to pierce the veil that shrouds the way pharmaceutical companies price their products. The pharmaceutical industry consistently points to research and development as the major drivers in the overall cost of the drug. And I'd like to add something to right there. You know, I think we're all well aware that these pharmaceutical companies do provide a research that basically provides life-saving medication, and we want them to prosper and be able to continue their work. We just want to know, how they arrive at these prices. So, however, it's no secret that they also spend billions in marketing and advertising, and every time we turn on the television, we see drug commercials that encourage all of us to basically become self-prescribers. The truth is, healthcare costs overall are out of control, and pharmaceuticals are playing a big role in that. So there is a great need for transparency and accountability. And therefore, I am joining with my friend and colleague, Senator Sharif Street, to introduce Senate Bill 579 to lift the veil of secrecy regarding prescription drug costs in Pennsylvania. And rather than continuing and expanding the past practice of making others pay, we should focus on making the drugs more affordable by bringing transparency and accountability to the big pharmaceutical industry. Now, while Pennsylvania continues to face many challenges, I hope that we can work together to make drug pricing and affordability a priority. This is truly a bipartisan issue that will help all Pennsylvanians, and I encourage all my colleagues in the General Assembly to support this important piece of legislation that will shed light on the pricing within the pharmaceutical industry and will result in more reasonable and affordable prices for life-saving drugs in Pennsylvania.